This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault. We have got a phenomenal guest for you today by the name of Onyx Cole. She is a beast. I have known her for so long, been in awe of her for so long. I thought she died. And then all of a sudden, here she comes up with Success Partners and that big deal with Stuart Johnson. And she's like a headline speaker coming out of the weeds. I go, what the heck? And she had done it again. She took a hiatus and a half. She didn't move companies. She, like, literally got out of Dodge, but then all of a sudden fell in love with a company and a product, put her spikes on in a time when nobody was lacing up their spikes and getting on the field, and she has kicked ass and taken names. And I love her, Adrian Onyx Cole.
She's the best, and we're so glad to have you here today. How are you, Onyx?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for inviting me.
It's a pleasure, and it's awesome. You have been on the other side of the world, and we managed to line this thing up when you were back in the States, and that was lucky.
Sure.
This is good.
God is good.
Indeed, indeed. So, Onyx, he's known you forever. I had never met you before a couple of months ago, and I was just captivated by your story. And, you know, one of the big things that really stuck with me is the fact that you have risen to the top of two companies, but not only done that, but done it, you know, many years apart, these two different runs with a big break from the profession altogether in between. And I think that's fascinating. But I want to start at the beginning, because you weren't born a network marketer. In fact, I understand that maybe you had a teensy-weensy little bit of resistance to the beginning of this thing. And so talk us through how you got into network marketing to begin with.
Are you kidding? I came here kicking and screaming. No. I don't want to have anything to do with it. And so over the years, I was introduced many times by many different people to different network marketing companies, and I always ran. And one of the things I realized today is I let my friends and family make decisions for me instead of me making a decision for myself, because I never actually looked because of all the programming that they had done of me. And it was fascinating. I was living in New Zealand. I saw Anthony Robbins speak in Australia. I was in my, let's say, mid to late 20s, and he was talking about residual income. I'm scratching my head going, how's a girl from South Florida going to make residual income? And people were offering me network marketing opportunities, and I was saying, no. And it wasn't until many years later, when I was living back in the United States, when the babysitter's parents came and offered me a network marketing opportunity. But they didn't offer it to me once, because I said no. And then they offered again, and I said no. And then they brought by some product, and I said no. And then they came by again, and I said no. And it wasn't until the fifth time, which is in the month of December, and I always took the month off to look at any opportunities that I missed, and they offered me in that month, and I said to them, all right, I'm going to go, but then you're never going to talk to me about this again. And I went, and for the first time in my life, I saw those circles being drawn, and I looked at them, and I was like, wait a minute. And they just looked at me, and they're like, I said, you can't make money unless you help other people make money. They said, yes, Onyx, that's right. I said, okay, great. I'm going home tonight. I'm signing up. Call me in the morning. Come on over, and you'll sign me up into the business. And so I said yes when I saw my first presentation of network marketing for myself instead of letting all my friends and family make decisions for me.
That is so cool. And it's just so funny how it's that loving persistence that I think is such an important thing so often in this profession. And so I'm curious, though, because, you talked about having gone and done some work with Tony Robbins and some other things prior to making this transition into the profession. A lot of times people encounter that and really dive into personal development in a bigger way after they're already in network marketing. So what drew you and what had you kind of in this expansive sort of entrepreneurial way of thinking even before getting into network marketing?
I think I've always been drawn to self-improvement. I mean, I was a theater major in college, and I think that was really about getting therapy for myself for everything I went through as a child. So I was already drawn to self-improvement. I was already drawn to this wealth path, this wealth journey. I had seen Robert Kiyosaki speak several times. I just didn't have a roadmap. So I was an entrepreneur. I was starting my own businesses. I made a lot of mistakes, as you can imagine. I had businesses, traditional businesses, where I would buy product from the United States, buy the container load, ship it to New Zealand. Then I would sell it to vets, wait for 90 days for them to pay me, and then try and collect from them. And so I learned a lot about business and have done multiple businesses. But one of the gifts, and network marketing has given me many gifts, but one of the gifts network marketing gave me is a compensation plan. And I know this sounds crazy. And for me, a dyslexic girl from South Florida, it was like reading French. And so I had to read it and read it and read it and read it. I'm like, I don't really understand this. I'm going to read it and read it and read it. But this is what it became. It was my roadmap. So when you're a traditional network, when you're a traditional entrepreneur, you don't get a roadmap of if you do this, you do this, you get that. If you do this, you do this, you get that. In network marketing, if you utilize your compensation plan, you get a roadmap. So you know exactly what to do and when to do it, which is beautiful. So that just magnified, that compensation plan magnified all the previous learning that I had done, because now I knew what to actually do to be able to move up.
That's really, really interesting. And you're right. One of the beautiful things, and maybe often underappreciated in network marketing, is this sense of you really are given a track to run on in so many different aspects. Like owning any kind of traditional business, you have to suddenly become a lawyer and an HR person, but all of the things. And to not have to do that and to still be able to have the benefits of entrepreneurship is really a pretty unique thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, you hit the nail on the head. Most people don't know how to start.
Yep.
And so everybody's telling them to hit this destination. They don't know whether to go east, west, north, or south, up or down. And that roadmap story right there is so good, because the path you're taking as a brand new distributor is not the path you're taking when you've got a small team, and it's certainly not the path you're taking when you've got a big team. And if you try to mix those paths, you're going to fall off a cliff. And Onyx dialed it in, and it's all about being a bad-to-the-bone recruiter, but on top of that, learning how to develop leadership so you're not doing all the work. And I think that's been your magic advantage. And where did you learn that? I mean, how did that happen? Was it by osmosis or school hard knocks or what?
I think it was in the trenches.
Yeah.
And so, because I have never been, I'm a single mom from South Florida. I had never been in this industry before. I didn't know anything. I made every mistake in the book. I'm a girl. I love to talk. I would go running up to my friends. And I had to learn how to interact with people in a way where I wasn't giving them all the data. I was setting it up so that we're dancing, is what I like to call it, and they're actually coming towards me. And so it's like, you know, what they teach us, if the plane goes down, what's the first thing you do? You put your mask on. I was just in Portugal, and I said to everybody there, the first thing you do in this business is you do your 3 introductions for your business every day, no matter what. And some of my leaders in Portugal said, oh, well, Onyx, you know, my business is so big, and I have all these people, and I'm spending all my time managing. And I said, if you go into management mode, your people go into management mode.
Right.
And you don't want that. You stay in recruiting mode no matter what, and then after you've done your recruits, then you help manage your teams. Your mask first, then you help your teams. Your mask first, then you help your teams. So I balance between the two. I never go completely into management mode. I think that's an absolute mistake in this industry.
It's spot on. And so I liked that analogy that you gave of this idea of dancing. And so do you feel like you kind of, that just happened over time through trial and error? Were there some like impactful mentors or things that you learned along the way that helped you to figure out how to do that? Like, how did you get to that place?
I think it's trial and error. I think the first thing, I love the book, The 4 Agreements. And, you know, one of the 4 agreements is don't take anything personal. And in this industry, you know, when somebody says no to us, we're like, oh, I'm mortally wounded, my life is over, you know. And I'm not looking for the yes or the no. All I'm looking to do is have the interaction about the product. Whether they say yes or no It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with the way that I've worded. It is a reflection of them. And if you all think about my story when I started in this industry, I said no to all kinds of people because I wasn't ready to hear anything they had to say. It didn't matter how they said it. I wasn't ready because my friends and family have programmed me to get away from network marketing. So you have to not take things as a mortal wound. A yes or a no, it's irrelevant to me. At this stage, with all the success that I've had, with all the income I've had, and my friends and family have seen me do it not once, but twice, and do you know that I still get no's? It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me at all. But I dance every day, and not every day do I have a good dance. So every day I'm interacting with people, but it's not perfect because every day it's a game. And it's no different, you all, when you go out on the dance floor with your honey and you're out there dancing and some days you step on each other's foot, even though you might have been dancing with them for years. It just happens. So I don't worry about it. Some days I'm really great at listening, what's in it for them, and I'm able to speak just enough words to get them interested. And other days I fumble. Who cares? All I'm doing is I'm dancing. If I'm not dancing, I don't have an opportunity to build my business.
That's so great. And I'm glad you mentioned the idea of a game because dancing for me is nothing but humiliation and carnage. And so that's, when you talk about dancing, that's what I think about. But games are a great example, right? Like games have such an amount of the luck of the cards or the luck of the dice or whatever. And so if you get ticked off every time you lose in a game where there's a ton of luck involved, you're just making yourself miserable for no reason because you had no control over the situation. And that's the same thing whether you think about it as dancing or as playing a game or whatever, that there's going to be days where it goes awesome. There's going to be days when it's a total unmitigated disaster, and it doesn't matter because the next day you get to play the game all over again, and you're going to get better at playing that game as you go along. And what matters in both of these things is the repetitions, right? Because the more of those repetitions that you have, the less attached you're going to become, the less it's going to sting when it doesn't work out. You're going to learn how to be that professional. And that is totally key. So we got about 45 seconds to the break here. But that's the key, I think.
That is the key. And who was your first mentor?
It was actually a gentleman named Daryl Utterback, who was not in my upline.
I know Daryl. Yeah,
good to me. And we were both invited on a corporate call. It was because I went very fast in the business, and he was like, "Who's that girl from South Florida?" I was like, "Who's that guy from California?" So at the end of the call, I called corporate. I'm like, "Who is that guy? I need his phone number." And he was in my company, and you know, because I have no experience at all. And I called him and I said, "Listen, I'm cross-lined to you, but you're really cool, and I want to."
Let's take a real quick break right now. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. We've got Onyx Cole, and she is awesome. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault, and it is Adrian Chenault, my little boy. And we've got Onyx Cole, who I have been a fan of forever. I watched your career for many, many years in one spot. And the reason I think I did was because of these little halter tops you always wore all your life. You've always had that great hair. You've always had that hairstyle. You've had that great tan, and you've had that brand. And so you were never able to escape my subconscious. So I always watched you, even if I didn't want to, because it just was great. And so I just want you to know that everything you've done has been right on the money. And you talked about Daryl Utterback as your mentor. And who was your coach that really just rode you hard and put you away wet to make sure that you did it right? Or was that you and Daryl just putting the pressure on each other?
I think that was me and my desire to change my life and the life of my young children.
Yeah.
How old were your kids when you got started?
When I started, my youngest one was 6, my middle one was 9, and my oldest one was 13. And when I started, I said to them, okay, mommy is going to go to work, and you're not going to get an after-school activity every day, but mommy's going to work on earning you a free trip every year. And I took my children to Hawaii 8 consecutive years in a row. And today they're like grown up, like they're 21 and, you know, 20, almost 22, almost 26 and 28. 2 out of the 3 of them actually work for me. They asked me, like they graduated from college and said, Mom, we want to come and work for you. So they're in the industry. They love this industry, and it's beautiful to see. And it's just an amazing experience. It was really neat to grow them up in network marketing, because I think network marketing attracts the nicest kind of people, the kind of people that I want to be around. They're hardworking. They lift each other up. They want to see each other succeed. What better people do you want to be around?
That is a very true thing. And to get to a to be able to bring your kids up in a place that personal development and mindset and these things that are often not only not taught in school, but maybe even like the opposite thing is getting reinforced. And to have your kids be able to kind of come up in an environment where they're getting exposed to that kind of thinking and those kind of messages earlier is definitely something that made a big impact on me growing up, and it sounds like it did for your girls too. That's really cool.
It certainly did.
Yeah, wow, that's so cool. And so, okay, so you jumped into this profession, you're figuring things out, you end up linking arms with this cross-line leader, and you guys are kind of supporting each other and encouraging each other along the way. And was it a lot of spinning your tires before it really started to work, or did you hit it pretty fast even in that first time?
I think I hit it pretty fast because what I came to the table with was already some personal development.
Yeah.
So, you know, Kiyosaki talks about wealth is a 9-year journey. Anthony Robbins will talk about it being a 10-year journey. And so I had already begun my journey. I already knew that rich people built networks. I just didn't understand network marketing. And so I already had a network of people. I already had people who understand who I was and believed in me and, you know, wanted to hear the things that I had to share, etc. I just didn't have a roadmap, which the compensation plan gave me. I didn't have a product that I really loved. And when you do network marketing, like you said early on, you don't have to do everything. So, you know, we're not responsible for paying people. We're not responsible for shipping. There's so much of a business that you're not responsible for. So you can focus on one part and be wildly successful at that part.
Yeah. No, I think that makes a lot of sense. And I agree. This idea that you did some of that heavy lifting, that a lot of times there's a lot of stuff you got to clear out before you can jump in is a real thing.
Well, I think you can jump in at any point. It's just, you know, some people will get there really fast and some people it's going to take a little while. But, you know, I went to college. I paid for myself to go through college to earn. It took me 5 years and I was hoping I'd get a job for $60,000 a year. A lot of people will earn that in the first couple of years of doing network marketing as a side hustle or a gig. So what if it takes you 3 years or 4 years or even 5 years to get to the comp plan? Do you got any other better thing to do? I doubt it. And along the way, it's about who you become. It's really incredible the people that we become when you're surrounded by a group of people that are telling you their success secrets and want to see you succeed. I love this industry.
What's your
network marketing? I say to everybody, absolutely, this is network marketing. Absolutely.
So what was happening in Portugal? Business?
Actually it was. I led a meeting in Portugal on the way back to the States to lead a meeting here in Tampa. I've got almost 1,700 people from my team coming to the Tampa meeting this weekend.
You're kidding.
It's just my team meeting. Yeah, it's incredible.
We're going to take another break and we're going to talk about
it. It's not a corporate meeting. It's my team's meeting.
Unbelievable. All right. This is Onyx Cole, and she is a rock star. Make sure you look her up. Figure out what she's doing and how she's doing it and emulate that. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you, Ted Anderson. We love you. We'll be right back.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our help, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News Update. Leaders from Los Angeles and San Diego are assuring residents their cities are prepared for Hurricane Hillary. Here's San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria.
While I know this storm in particular is bringing about a much concern and uncertainty, I want to reassure San Diegans that their city is prepared to respond swiftly and effectively to the impacts that this storm may bring.
Hillary is expected to make landfall as a tropical storm Sunday night or early Monday morning. Hawaiian officials say the death toll from the Lahaina wildfire is now up to 114. Hawaii Governor Josh Green called the deaths unspeakable and devastating. He's vowed to rebuild Lahaina. Former President Trump is reportedly planning to skip the upcoming Republican debate and instead will be interviewed by Tucker Carlson. The debate, hosted by the Republican National Committee, will air Wednesday on Fox News. Trump has previously signaled he might not take part in the debate. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault, and it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault. And lots going on out there. I mean, big stuff. I don't know if you know this, but Eric Worre is doing a giant GoPro recruiting segment coming up. It's only $7 to join it. You want to get involved with that. Ray Higdon is doing his big event down in Florida on September 9th, Faith Over Fear. John Maxwell is going to be speaking for 4 hours. And I heard yesterday that John Maxwell has 40,000 coaches. 40,000 coaches. He's like you. He is like unstoppable, bigger than life, faithful, disciplined, the whole tamale, and he's done well, just like you. No matter what you do, you decide to take over a country, Onyx, and you go do it. And I am unbelievably proud of you, and I think you've breathe life into network marketing, which right now is kind of in a malaise because everybody thinks they have to do an influencer program, or they have to be these whiz-bangs on the internet. They don't have to talk to three people a day with business presentations like you just said. They don't have to have a roadmap. They don't have to have discipline and consistency. They just need to take this magic pill and buy something, and that's not true. You got to love the profession. You got to love your company. You got to love your comp plan. You got to love your product. But most of all, you've got to love yourself. And you can feel that inside of Onyx right now. How do you maintain that every day? And what do you think about network marketing the way it is traditionally these days? Is it dead, or have you embraced it? And that's why you've got 1,700 people coming this weekend to Florida just to hear you lead them.
So I don't think network marketing is dead. I think, like so many things in our lives, it's transitioning. And it's a wonderful time to be in a transition. Now, whether we're talking about the school system or the healthcare system or the political system, everything's in transition, including network marketing. And so it doesn't mean it's dead. It means that you need to pay attention to what you're doing and how you're doing it, just like you are with your children, just like you are with your money, just like you are with your health. Everything, we're more aware, we're more awake than we ever have been. So I still do network marketing in a traditional sense. I do not believe network marketing is an entitlement business. You have to go out there and do the work, okay? But I think this is the best work you can ever do, because we're not on top of a roof, you know, mopping tar on top of the roof in the Florida sun. That's not our job. Your job is to introduce your product, your company, your services to other people, to friends and family, and to contacts. So I love this business because I love people. Of course, I'm a woman, which means I like products, and I would always recommend that you pick a product that you are passionate about that you really, really like. Now, I do see the shift into the influencers, and in my own business, I have four or five very large, large influencers in the business. But what I find is they need to be sponsored by somebody who understands the business and can manage their people, so that their people come into the business via the influencer, but their sponsor does a good job with their people and helps their people develop. Because this business is about helping other people, not just helping yourself. And my experience is typically the influencers will bring in a lot of customers, and they don't work directly with their people, so they don't know really how to develop them. Many of them don't even have the time to develop them. So, again, it's like a hybrid. So many things that we're doing today are in transition.
This business is a little bit like Becky Thatcher and Tom Sawyer. Remember that? When he's sitting on the porch and his mom said, go paint the fence. And he ran out there every morning and just painted that fence like crazy and acted like he was having fun.
Yeah.
And he painted like three things, like three slats. That's what you do every day. Paint three slats, make it look fun, run up on the porch, drink some lemonade, and everybody's out there painting like crazy. And you get up in the morning and you do the same thing. And that's how we have to remember this business, you guys. I am the most consistent guy you are ever going to want to meet in your life. And I don't act like it. You think I'm a hot mess. He will tell you that I'm disciplined to a fault, because you have to be to create duplication. And there are so many different facets of this business that you've got to be Onyx. You have to be. What's your favorite book?
Probably The Four Agreements is right up there. I just
never read it
again. I really loved it.
I know, but Jesus, the network marketing book, not some hyper smart book.
That's not a hyper smart book. That's a book about this big, and it does so much for you in so many different ways.
Okay.
There is a section in there that I really love. I can't remember what it is, but there is a section in there that I always copy for my team for network marketing. So, and I would say I am disciplined, but not structured. And so some people I find are structured. I don't do good to say every day at 2 o'clock I'm going to do this. I do great to say every day I'm going to introduce my product to three people a day. That I can do. But if you ask me to structure a time in which I'm introducing my product to three people a day, or I'm following up with three people a day, you'll lose me. It doesn't work. I'm disciplined without being structured. Wow. And I'm sure some of you are disciplined, some of you are structured, and some of you are combo both.
Yeah. But you got to figure out what is
going to have
you be in action every day. And that's, and you have to model it, like you said, right? You can't get into management mode because you can't then everybody's going to do the same thing. And that's a really, really essential thing. And so, Onyx, I want to talk about this, what you've been up to in the last several years as you have come back to the profession. And in particular, I want to talk about the success that you have had by really getting narrow in highlighting one thing, even inside of a company that maybe is broader in what they talk about. Talk about how you came to that and how that has worked inside your organization.
So it was one of the quotes that I found that I put up at that presentation that I did that you all saw me speak at, which was to 100, I think it was 100 network marketing owners and their corporate staff. And I'm a distributor. I'm not an owner or corporate staff. And I was the third distributor invited to speak. And one of the quotes that I found is that there's never been a network marketing company in the last 20 years that has gotten to $10 million a month on more than one product. $10 million a month on more than one product. It's the focus that makes things easy. And one of the hardest things in this business is everybody listening says, Onyx, it can't be that easy. It is that easy, and we try and make it more complicated, and that's when you lose, and more importantly, that's when your team loses. So keeping it simple, keeping it fun, dancing every day, that's the key. And I think a single focused product is part of keeping it simple. It makes it easier for me to discuss it. It makes it easier for them to receive that which I'm offering.
That's really, really interesting. And did you ever have a little bit of uncertainty about whether you're doing the right thing? Did your company give you any pushback in going that route when you first got going? Like, that's a little bit countercultural, I think.
It is countercultural, but I showed up at a 16-year-old company, didn't call the owner, just showed up,
yep.
Got it figured out that the product came to me through a girlfriend who got it from a chimney sweep, and I said to my girlfriend in California, call the chimney sweep and tell him he's about to be blessed. And she said, what do you mean? And I said, I'm going on his inside leg. She said, what? I said, I'm going to build two legs. She's like, you're not calling corporate? I said, nope. You're not going to tell him Onyx Cole is joining? I said, nope. I said, I'm going to go build this business exactly like I ask everybody else to do. And I began building the business, and all of a sudden what happened, of course, is they started selling a whole bunch of packs, and they're like, who's selling all these packs? You know, what's going on? And so what happened was I developed a system by being in the field and actually working it. And so I knew very quickly that this product would be a game changer. I already knew that. That's why I came in. That's why I said yes. I just had to develop a way to help Sally Sue become a wild success in network marketing, because who cares what I can do? It's about what Sally Sue can do, because that's how you change the world. You put money. Never had success in network marketing. You changed your life, you changed your family's life, and you changed the trajectory of a whole bunch of people, which is really fun to do.
Wow. And what about your child, to the children, the Cole children? What are they doing?
To the Cole children? To my kids?
Yeah, your kids. Are they in the business with you?
Yes, they're in the business, but they're also, because the last time I built, you know, Facebook was coming of age, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And this time, Facebook is getting over in age. And now, you know, YouTube is here. And there's a lot more technology that's involved than I'm necessarily attracted to. Because, frankly, I like people. I like interacting with people. And so I go to hot yoga every day so I can interact with people. And guess what happens? I find new people every day at hot yoga to introduce to my product. It's absolutely amazing. So it's a win-win-win for me. So the girls are in the business. They actually introduce the product to people as well. But then they also help me in terms of dealing with all the social media and everything else that is part of an organization as large as my organization has become in the last 4 years. So there's, you know, there's a whole system. There's websites. There's all sorts of things that's there that's completely free to my organization so that everyone can be a success.
What you just heard her say, I'm on the board. Actually, I helped found the ANMP where you spoke, where you made such a difference. But what you just talked about with not taking a deal is so critical, because it is all smoke and mirrors, especially at the top of this profession where people, you know, you think that they went out and built something, but they got given something in the form of an outside leg, which was volume, and then they got phantom volume, and they really didn't have to do anything, and all of a sudden they just show up on the scene as massive successes. where the integrity from Onyx just showed up, and I'm in awe, was she chose to do just the opposite so she could model right behavior for her downline. And if you guys do anything in your life, take that deal. Take the high integrity, the tell the truth as fast as you can deal, because when the going gets tough, those people are going to look at that and say, that's what she did, that's what I'm doing, that's what my team's doing. So that's cool, right, Asia?
And I stand on stage energetically in alignment. I'm doing exactly what I asked you all to do. In fact, I sponsored somebody yesterday. I'm still putting people into the business in the exact same way that I'm teaching you to put people into the business. And I built two legs just like I'm asking everybody else to do.
Good.
It's a binary. That means two. It doesn't mean one. It means two.
That's a huge thing, and you're exactly right, because as soon as you stop doing that is where your slide towards irrelevance and, you know, what does she know about what it's like out there doing that begins. And so you haven't allowed that to happen. You can't allow that to happen, and that's what it means to set an example. And I loved your story about the hot yoga. I think that's really fun because there's great people everywhere. So
everywhere. You walk out the door, you look to the right, guess what you're going to see? People. You walk out the door, you look to the left, guess what you're going to see? People. And there are people that are interested in what you've got. I mean, the United States of America is going into a recession.
Hold on one second. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Welcome back. It is Tom Chenault. It is the Leadership Legacy, or what's this thing called?
I think it's still called the Legacy Leadership.
Yeah,
Legacy.
Whatever the show is called. And we got Onyx Cole with us, and she has taken our heartbeats up a complete level and a half. We were like a couple of dead people here at the beginning, and now we're acting like network marketers again, which is really good, Adrian. So take it away.
I love it, and we're getting fired up just going into the break because we started talking about Onyx's favorite word, people. But before we go into that, because we get wound up and we're not doing this at the end of the segment. If you want to connect with Onyx Cole, you first have to figure out how to spell Onyx Cole. So I'm going to help you with that. Onyx, O-N-Y-X, and then Cole, C-O-A-L-E at the end. So either go to askonyxcole.com or go find her on Facebook. You want to go find her on Facebook because she lives the life that many of us dream of, having so much fun. That's what I love about what I see from you on social media. So go find her, askonyxcole.com, or find her on social media. But Onyx, you know, you talked about this, and I want to highlight it a little bit more when you're talking about going to hot yoga, because essentially it seems to me that going to hot yoga is something that you really enjoy, that's a passion for you, that helps you stay fit, that makes you feel good, all these things. And essentially you have figured out how to make going to hot yoga kind of your job. Is that right?
Exactly. So I'm feeding my soul, and at the same time, I'm finding new people that I can introduce to my product. And they're interested, which is what's so much fun. I mean, literally, as you know, I was in Barcelona and Portugal, and I got home, I think, on Sunday night. So I went to hot yoga. Monday morning, I walked in, and the girls are like, "Where have you been?" Right? They haven't seen me in 2 months. I walk in, and they're like, "We're going to the convention, to my team's convention this weekend." I said, "What?" They said, "Yeah, four of us are already signed up. I haven't been here in 2 months, and they're all signed up to come to the team's convention." I'm like, "Awesome. I can't wait to hang with you all more over the weekend." They're like, "We're so excited. This place is going to be on fire." I said, "Don't worry. I already called the fire department. I told them, get ready."
That's so cool. And here's the thing, right? It does, like, there's no magic in hot yoga. There's no magic in pickleball, which is where I meet all my friends these days.
No.
There's no, whatever it is, like, just get excited about something and then go be a part of a community around it. And then suddenly you are the center of the community around that because you're the one that is inviting. You're the one that is welcoming to other people, and you become the glue of that community, right?
Is this WhizBang product sampleable?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys, find something that you get monomaniacal about that's sampleable, that you can walk out of hot yoga and say, "Do whatever this does." Because I'm telling you, there's no time like right now to see her sweating like crazy, looking like a million bucks, saying, "If it worked for her, it'll work for me." And just be your product. And I'm just telling you, like she's doing, light yourself on fire, and people will come from miles around to watch you burn. And that's what you did, right?
It's so funny, you all. I got off the plane in Lisbon, and they took us off the plane, and then you get on this little bus to move you around, and some girl gets on the bus. She looks at me. She's like, "Wow, you're really tall." And I said, "Well, thank you." She said, "Will you give me some of your height?" I said, "Absolutely." She starts talking to me. She's like, "We got to be friends. Do you have Facebook?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Give me your Facebook page." And I'm like, "Okay." She's like, "How do you look the way you look?" I said, "Well, let me tell you about this product." She's asking me for everything. I'm just standing there going, "Wow." She's like, "I live in Israel." I said, "I have a team in Israel." "You do?" I said, "Yes. Let me get them on the phone." And bang. Now I got a new
How tall are you?
She's asking me. I'm not even asking her.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
And how tall were you when you started the product? Like 5'9"?
5'9". Unless I put on high heels.
Okay, that was about, yeah, she was always 5'9". I was just that's what network marketers do. I used to be 5'1". Yeah, so this is exciting, you guys. I know that all you got to do is be that. Fall in love with you, fall in love with the product, fall in love with rejection, and you win, right?
That's exactly right. You got to get the reps in. And the way to do it is to make sure you're out having fun. Because if I'm out doing hot yoga and I take a lick every once in a while, but I'm still doing hot yoga or playing pickleball or whatever, then I'm still having fun because I'm doing something I love to do.
And see, for me, it doesn't even come up as a lick. My goal is simply to introduce my product to 3 people a day. It's not get a yes out of 3 people a day. It's not sign people up 3 people a day. It's just introduce to 3 people a day. So all I have to do is that. And if they say yes, great. If they say no, great. What do I care? My goal is just introducing the 3 people a day.
Let me ask you this. Do you hand them the product after they give you their phone number, or do you just have your phone number on the product? What happens? How does that work?
Well, for me, I stick the product right on them, and I get their phone number. Nobody gets a sample from me without me being able to text them a link, because like we've all learned, the fortune in this business is in the follow-up. So if you give people a sample and you don't have their contact details, you just wasted your time.
Don't do that.
All that will happen is that person will call corporate and not be yours. They'll end up in, you know, whatever corporate is sending the people at your particular company.
All right. We have another slacker next week on the show. So his name is Ray Higdon. So you guys get ready for Higdon next week. And that guest last week?
Yeah, Christopher Kyle.
Oh, my God. So this is all coming together. We got Eric Worre on the docket. We are going to blow your minds, and all of you. We got Richard Brook coming. It is going to be fun. So please, you guys, just stay with us and just watch this over and over again, because she is right, even if The Four Agreements is her favorite book, and I don't know. So that's too funny. Go ahead.
Get us out of here. My goodness. Onyx, thank you so much for being with us today. Go to askonyxcole.com, O-N-Y-X, and then the last name, C-O-A-L-E.
So can I leave everybody with one thought?
Yeah, for sure.
There's nothing special about me. The only thing special about me is that I consistently and persistently work my business. And I want you to know the neat thing about network marketing is any gene will do. You can be a success if you want it. This industry is a game changer for everyone. Get out there and do the work. It's the best work you've ever done. You'll change your life.
Bang, bang. Thank you. We love you.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.